Rosa Audiobooks presents One Last Greek Summer by Mandy Baggett, narrated by Imogen Comrie. 1. London, UK.
Where are the penis balloons? You said you were going to get penis balloons.
I thought you meant condoms. Are penis balloons even a real thing?
You bought condoms? Really?
I'll take the condoms off your hands, Mikey. Ha! The condoms aren't on my hands, Dave.
Beth Martin smiled from outside the room, 2 inches of bent blind allowing her a view. Her Mountbatten Global colleagues were getting all hot and melty in her office, seemingly decorating the space with all kinds of workplace inappropriate items. She fanned the collar of her corporate blouse away from her skin and pushed a sheaf of her was-perfectly-straight-this-morning, light brown hair, behind her ear. The air conditioning was broken, for 2 whole hours now, and everyone was finally finding out what it was like to work in an English heatwave without the state-of-the-art temperature control. Beth guessed she might soon find that out for herself on a more permanent footing if she went through with leaving her job, like she had finally left her marriage. Only 4 first interviews in the past 8 months, only 2 going to the second stage and no job offers despite her wealth of experience. Now she was hanging in limbo. Leave? Remain? It was Brexit all over again.
Now, I am going to say this just one more time to be absolutely 200% completely, profoundly, all the other words ending in Lee Shaw. Charles is in France today, isn't he? For the whole day, as in, there's not even the slightest chance he's going to walk in here, see all this and sack each and every one of us, especially me, who's dressed for a party, not a firing.
It was Heidi, Beth's best friend, making this sweeping statement. Blonde-haired, willowy Heidi, dressed today in a loose and ethically sourced statement cotton summer dress with PBA-free non-leather sandals, winding laces travelling halfway up her shin. She was coordinating everyone in the room like a cross between a shepherd and an overprotective mother. This was Heidi looking her best, in Beth's opinion. Genuine, not try-hard, or corporate and stiff. Professional steel was the attire they both usually wore on a daily basis when Charles was around. Charles Mountbatten, CEO of the company and Beth's ex-husband.
South of France? Tilly piped up. Ryanair flight from Marseille doesn't leave until 5:20 p.m.
And what if he gets an earlier flight? Heidi asked. You know, change his plans at the last minute, like...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?